Help client identify personal resources and gaps. What are the client's personal resources? A steady job, a good work ethic, a good family network, good credit, a good reputation, and motivation to advance oneself are all examples of resources some clients may have. Even if they lack some of the resources on this list, the ones they do have can be highlighted to prevent clients from focusing only on their deficiencies or gaps. Also, a client's desire to advance themselves might be leveraged to help motivate the self-control needed to start doing something they have been avoiding, such as budgeting. Counselors can interview clients to discover the client's strengths in terms of their inner qualities, including their knowledge, skills, and abilities, plus their external support systems, including the strength and resilience of their families, community, and access to community resources. Goals include helping the counselor assess whether a client's goals are in their control, what inner qualities the counselor can help the client see that they can tap into, and what personal resources they might be able to leverage to accomplish their goals. Another goal is to identify client gaps in these areas so the client and counselor can work together to make a plan to either close the gaps or compensate for them. When developing SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely, a little later in this process with the client, this information on personal resources and gaps can help determine if the client's goals are attainable and if the client's chosen time frame seems realistic. In other words, doing this work helps clients understand their starting point and may lead to making some enabling goals. Knowledge, skills, and abilities. A financial counselor can help a client take inventory of their knowledge, skills, and abilities. Knowledge includes the general education level, if they went to a community college or university, what they studied, and if they have a related degree, certification, or license, example registered nurse, plus related job experience. Skills are verbal, physical, or mental actions they can do competently within a normal time frame, such as using a computer, example typing speed, job search, driving a forklift, or repairing a car. Abilities are applied knowledge and skills to perform a specific task without additional training, such as managing employees, planning and organizing work, or supervising children in a daycare setting. Understanding how to differentiate knowledge, skills, and abilities on a job application is essential to understand and highlight when applying for jobs, especially government jobs that rely on keyword searches to narrow down candidates to those with the required knowledge, skills, and abilities in those categories. For some clients, their knowledge, skills, and slash or abilities can be quite limiting, such as for recent immigrants or the very poor. Clients may come from a different linguistic background, or their educational background may be that they are pre-literate in English or may not be literate in any language. Some clients may have little experience slash history with the financial system slash institutions in the U.S. Some clients may have limited history in the workforce for self and family. Some financial empathy is needed from the counselor in such situations. Such clients may have had many experiences being ignored by society and may only have positive experiences within their own immigrant communities. The counselor may get a sense of a client's knowledge, skills, and abilities related to financial knowledge, literacy, and competency in the course of their interviews and by reviewing their intake forms. The client may have more knowledge in some areas than in others. Learning about this can help the counselor tailor what to discuss and at what level to avoid either condescension or confusion. Clients will have financial experiences, and even negative experiences will have taught the client something. In particular, their experiences will affect their financial risk tolerance and related decisions. For example, a client's financial literacy is directly related to their likelihood of succeeding in investing. Knowing this, the counselor who is working with a client who has expressed an interest in becoming a better investor will need to use various questioning and reflection skills to get the client to discuss this matter in ways that reveal what educational topics they may benefit from while avoiding bringing up certain types of investments themselves and inadvertently providing prohibited investment advice. The counselor can ask the client what they want to accomplish relative to current versus desired financial knowledge, skills, and abilities, and in what areas they are interested in learning more. Support systems. Does the client have a network of family and friends they can turn to for help, such as a loan or just having dinner and getting emotional support? Family can include significant others who are not spouses if the client thinks this way about the other person. Do they have a religious or cultural center they attend for moral support and socializing? Are they friendly with their neighbors, or do they live alone and have few friends? What government resources or public benefits are they currently accessing? In many cases, when a person is coerced to come to financial counseling, this is evidence that the client has a support network. After all, this partner, parent, or other person could have left the person or otherwise disengaged. This same network may help the person remain accountable and provide other forms of support. Client issues and choices can also impact others in their support system. The inner family is obviously affected. Other family members and friends may also have helped them out, such as by providing a loan or co-signing on a loan. Learning about this can help the counselor use emphasis during reflection to help the client realize on their own that their choices have a wider impact. Identifying gaps and advising on them. Clients are doing the best they can using their available knowledge, skills, abilities, and support systems. Helping clients assess their own internal and external strengths and see their gaps will lead some clients to seek out new information, learn new skills or abilities, or broaden their support network. It might lead them to change their worldview. The counselor can expose the client to new things, but the client must make such a change on their own. Developing a deeper understanding of the client's current state and gaps also helps the counselor base their assessment of the situation on the best possible information and be more accepting. The client is doing the best they can with the information they currently have. Counselors must remain open to the possibility that the client is aware that a decision was not the least costly monetarily speaking, but that they chose that action anyway, as it was worth the cost to satisfy other decision factors. Gaps in personal resources may also exist because of a significant event. The client may have moved to a new city and have no established contacts, have experienced a death in the family, need to be underemployed, or need to reduce their work hours while getting additional training or education. The counselor can help the client brainstorm new ways of adapting to or accessing new resources. An example is when a client takes on new caretaking responsibilities for a family member, impacting time for working and adding new expenses. The counselor could discuss access to public assistance for a home health aide. Underrepresented persons may have additional gaps. For example, recent immigrants may face gaps in their skills, such as needing to learn English or gain literacy. The counselor could help with a language training referral or related apps. Clients in this situation may also lack cultural background knowledge regarding how the U.S. government or the U.S. banking system works. A client may not even know about some support systems. Government support/programs are support systems too. The counselor may not be able to do much beyond help the client understand what support programs could help them and their families, how to get the enrollment process started, and help them understand the qualifications needed to receive support. While several government programs are addressed elsewhere, there are many more that may help a specific client, such as support programs for people with disabilities and their families. One way a counselor can help clients recognize gaps and make plans to close them is to discuss the client's personal process that led the client to seek help from the financial counselor. Let's discuss what you found most effective in motivating you to go from just living with your financial issues to gaining the strength needed to get counseling. Perhaps this can be applied to closing some of the gaps we just discussed.